Welcome back to the OU's Mission to Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the ninth and final chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalid. Mishnah Gimel says, Halakuach oshenitan lo matana, pater mi meiser behema. If an animal was purchased or given to someone as a gift, then it is exempt from being tithed, so he wouldn't have to count it with other animals towards the 10 that need tithing. V'ha'achin hashutfin, shechayavin b'kalbon, paturin mimeiser behema. When brothers are partners, if they are obligated to pay the kalbon, which is a fee that was given when people paid their annual half shekel as a partner, so if they're partners in such a way that requires them to pay that fee, then they are exempt, paturin mimeiser behema. They don't have to take a tithe on the animals that they jointly own. B'shechayavin b'meiser behema, and when they're obligated in meiser behema, paturin min hakalbon, then they don't have to pay that fee of the kalbon. And we'll see in the Bartnura why that is. Kanu mitfusas habayis, if they bought the animals from the family funds, from the house money, basically what was left to them by their father, chayavin, then they are obligated. What are they obligated in? In the meiser behema. V'imlav, otherwise, paturin, then they are exempt from meiser behema. Chalku v'chazru v'nishtatvu, if they divided the father's property and then they went back and became partners, chayavin b'kalbon, then they are obligated in paying this fee if they should pay their annual half shekel together, upaturin m'meiser behema, and they are exempt from animal tithes. Let's look at the Bartnura, who will explain this some more. Halakuach oshenitan lo matana pater m'meiser behema. If an animal was purchased or was given to someone as a gift, it's exempt from tithes. B'gemara yofinan le medechsiv. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk that says, "Bechor banecha titen li kein tase l'sharcha l'tzoncha." So God says, "Give me your firstborn son, and do similarly for your oxen and your sheep." Ma banecha enem bilakuach umatana, delo shayech behu lakicha umatana, ela etzlo noldo. Just like your son has nothing to do with a purchase or a gift, because these are not relevant concepts for your children, but rather they're born in your household. Av tzoncha ubakorcha enem bilakuach umatana. Similarly, the law of tithing animals doesn't apply to animals that you bought or were given as a gift, just the ones that were born to your flocks. Skipping a bit, ha'achin ha'shutfin, brothers who are partners. Ha'achin shechalku b'yerushas avihen v'akakach nishtatfu. So these are brothers who divided their father's property and then became partners. Kishechayavin b'kalbon, when they have to pay the kalbon. Kishemevien shkalehen, mevien shnei chatzoi shkalim, v'nosnin shnei kalbonos. So when they give their half shekel, they have to each pay a fee. V'imnitnu bein shnehem shekel shalem, nosnin shnei kalbonos. So if they give a full shekel between them, they have to pay this fee twice, one for each of them. Shehayelahem lishko lachtsoyin, because they're supposed to pay half shekels. And there's an explanation as to why you have to pay a fee, because the price of the half shekel would go up based on supply and demand. So by going together on a whole shekel, you're actually costing money from the potential proceeds of the temple. So when two people would go in partnership to pay a full shekel between them, then they would have to pay this surcharge. So if they're obligated in this surcharge, paturin mimeiser behema, then they're exempt from animal tithes. Mikol ha'noladim lahem, kol yemei ha'shutfus, any animals that are born to them as long as this partnership exists. Sha'ashutfus potur mimeiser behema, because partners are exempt from animal tithes, dechsiv, as the Torah says, asher yielecha, it's to you, velo shel shutfus, not things that are owned in partnership. So basically, the law for partners is that if they pay the shekel together, they have to pay this surcharge called the kalbon, but if they own animals together, then they are exempt from taking tithes. However, the kishechayavin b'meiser behema, when they're obligated with animal tithes, kagon im lo chalku me'olam, for example, if they never divided their father's property, shetefusas habayis kayemis. So basically, the money is all still the household money of their father. Dahainu sheyerusha savihem omedes. So the inheritance of their father endures. Chayavin b'meiser behema la'aser hanoladim lahem koyemei shetefusam. So it's like private ownership. It's not really a partnership. It's one pool of money, that belonging to the father, even though he's passed away. So in such a case, they do have to take a tithe of any animals that are born because they're considered privately owned. However, if this is the case, Baturin Min HaKalbon, they don't have to pay this surcharge on the shekel. Lagamre, they're completely exempt from that. Sheshoklin Bein Shnehem Shekel Shalem, that they pay one shekel between the two of them. Shemamon Avihem Bechezkaso Omed, because the money is still considered their father's money. The Ha'av Sheshokel Albanav, Oel Echad Mimbnei Iro, Upoter Bishalo, Patim Min HaKalbon. Because a father who pays for his sons or for some other resident of the city and he's exempt from giving that half shekel, then he doesn't have to pay the kalbon. So in this case, the father's money is paying for the sons. So since a father can pay for his sons, and if he's exempt, he doesn't pay this fee, then they're exempt. Skipping to the end, Chalku v'chazu v'nishtatfu, if they divided the father's property, and then they went back to become partners after each taking his own share. Havu k'shutfin d'alma, then they're just like any other unrelated partners. So if I and my neighbor become partners, if I and my friend become partners, if I and my brother, after dividing our father's property, become partners, it's all the same thing. Upaturin m'maiser behema, and in such a case they're exempt from animal tithes, v'chayavim b'kalbon, but they would have to pay this surcharge if they go in together on their annual half-shekel payments. Mishnah Dalid. Hakol nichnas ledir lehisaser. All animals go into the field to be tithed. Chutz min hakalayim, except for animals that are mixed species, v'hatreifa, and an animal that has one of the signs of being treif. The Yotze Dauphin, and an animal born from a C-section. Umachuser Zman, and an animal that's not old enough. The Yasom, and an orphan. Ezehu Yasom, what's meant by an orphan? Kol Shemesa Imo Oshenishchata, any animal whose mother died or was slaughtered. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Afilo Nishchata Imo V'Hashelach Kayam Einze Yasom. Rabbi Yeshua says that if the mother was slaughtered, but they still have her hide, the animal is not considered an orphan for purposes of this halacha. Let's look in the Bartnuro. Chutz min haklayim v'hatreifa v'yotze dofen v'chulei. So it excludes mixed species animals and treif animals and C-section animals, etc. The Tanu Rabbanan, because the rabbis say, shor o kesev, an ox or a sheep. Prat l'klayim, this excludes mixed species animals. Oaz, it says, or a goat. Pratli nidme, it excludes one that looks like a mixed breed animal. Shaboma ayo v'rachel v'domel aaz. It's the offspring of a ram and a sheep, and it looks like a goat. So it's also a type of mixed breed. Ki yoled, the Torah says when it gives birth. Pratli yotze dofen, this excludes one that's delivered via C-section. V'haya shivas yamim, it should be 7 days. Prat l'mechuser zman, so this excludes one that's not old enough. Tachas imo, under its mother. Prat l'yosom shemesa imo kishi yaldas, this excludes one whose mother passed away after giving birth to it. Tachohani psulim l'kudshim, because all of these are unfit for sanctified purposes. Umayser behema yalef mikdashim b'gzera shava, and animal tithes are learned from kudshim through means of a gzera shava. Namar Khan, it says in one case, Tachas Hashevet, that the animal goes under the rod. V'namar Lahalan Tachas Imo, and it says further on, it should be under its mother. Ma Lahalan Prat L'Kol Hashemas Halalu, just like over there it excludes all of these different cases, Avkan Prat L'Kol Hashemas Halalu. So too in the other case, it excludes all of these situations. But what about Treifa? Utreifa nami eno nichneses ledir lihisaser, and a treif animal also doesn't go into the pasture, into the field, to be tithed, dichsiv, because the Torah says, kol asher yavor, all that pass, prat letreifa she eno overis. This excludes a treif animal that can't pass, kagon she nischatku ragleha min haarkuva uvelamala. For example, an animal whose leg has been severed from the knee and above. Shihachas min atreifos, and this is one of the treif signs. V'hu adin l'kol shar mine treifos. And the same would be true for any other type of treif animal. Rabbi Yoshua says that if the animal has been slaughtered, but the skin, the hide, is still there, ein ze yasum, then we don't consider it a yasum for purposes of meiser behema. Lefi sheyesh makomos shekeshe habehema mesa machmas leda mafshitin oso umalbishin ba'ora es hachaya es havlad. So there are places where if the mother dies giving birth to the young, they would skin it, and then they would use the hide to wrap the baby, in order to keep it warm. Umala le ke'ilu haisa imochaya, and it's considered as if the mother is still alive, vein halacha k'Rabbi Yoshua. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yoshua in this matter. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.